The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down.
Okay, this guy is hunting for ducks. He's not the farmer, right. And he's not the animal. The duck is the animal.
All right.
Thing shoots a duck. The duck falls. A lot of you people want to conserve ducks, and you're worried this is, it's only a joke. The duck didn't really die. And you conservationists, I'm sure you're all pure vegetarian and don't eat meat or anything like that. And you're so worried, I hope a butterfly flies up your nose and you choke to death. So now, just a passing thought. Oh, and I hope afterward the butterfly escapes. So, a laser cocoon right in your brain. And I can't think of anything but webbing. So, now this guy shoots a duck and it falls and hits a barn and goes into a guy's yard. So this guy he climbs over the fence and he goes into the yard and he's trying to get this duck. And this farmer come out. Big guy. Bigger than the guy with the chickens.
Big guy.
He says, what are you doing in my yard? He says, I come to get the duck. He says, that's my duck. He says, it's not your duck. He says, this is my yard. That duck fell, hit my barn. He's laying there. He says, yes, but it's not your duck. I shot the duck. I've been out hunting for a couple of days. He says, give me a break. You know, I'm from the city. You're from the city. Well, you don't understand about property, do you? It's my property. It's my duck. However, I'll give you a chance at the duck. We can settle this country style. He says, country style? He says, yeah. Well, how do you settle it country style? He says, how? I kick you in the groin. The guy says, oh. And then you kick me in the groin. And we take turns kicking each other in the groin. Who's ever left keeps the duck. The guy says, well, if that's what I gotta do. The farmer says, I go first. And he holds off. Whack! And the guy goes, ha ha! Ha ha! Whoa! Whoa! About half hour has passed, and he says to the farmer, well, I guess it's my turn. And the farmer says, you could have the duck.
A joke from the past. Three Dead Men. That was Johnny Carson's show. Buddy Hackett was the comedian, of course. Well, the guy, I guess, doesn't make the... Ed McMahon is not doing the sweepstakes thing anymore, because he dead, too. At any rate, interesting. Somebody had sent that over to me. Things have been so gloomy and doomy the last couple of days, I thought I'd start that out. And what caught my ear was the guy says, well, you don't understand property, do you? So we've been kicked in the groin how many times, and where's our redress of government, and where's our property, and, well, government thinks it's theirs. Well, hey, they think we belong to them as well. We're just tax little generators, little worker bees in the great society, the great democracy. Yeah. Joyce Rosenwald, Peter Neese is up with us right after this break.
Life with Extendovite. After my second heart attack,
I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Joyce Rosenwald, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, John.
Hello.
Hello.
Peter Neese?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how you doing?
Better than usual. Joyce and I have another remedy for you.
Okay.
Except this one is in equity.
Oh, okay. Well, who wants to kick that one off?
I'll let Joyce kick it off.
Well, no, the first thing I want to say is I sent you a file. You'll probably read it later, and it may amaze you. But I think there's a remedy that we don't really know about. It seems that everyone serving in Congress, and there are presently 81 admitted socialists serving in Congress. And I think this is why and how we're being subverted from within. They have to file an agent of a foreign principal form, and they also have to produce a signed affidavit that they will support the Constitution. Basically, it's a catch-22 situation for them. They're passing laws that are violating the Constitution while being admitted socialists. I believe this is a conflict of interest, and we have grounds to make a big complaint.
Okay. Through what mechanism, through what channel are you going to ask of redress of government, and what do you expect the result would be?
Well, the first thing we should do is embarrass the hell out of them by writing and requesting the certified copies of these two forms. We now have them for conflict of interest, and basically can go after them for what it's called is moral turpitude. You see, I've been looking for a way to get Congress, and we can't sue them because we have no contract with them. However, they have signed documents swearing that they will not work against the Constitution, that they'll uphold it. They've also signed documents that they've also admitted that they're socialists. It's a conflict of interest, it's moral turpitude, and it's actionable. And I think we go after them with the method of affidavits, and we go in for equity, under equity.
Is there any difference as to what Constitution, 1789, or the one they whipped up after the Civil War?
Well, basically, the one they whipped up after the Civil War is the Constitution they're using. It's the one they read on television when they renewed their municipal charter.
And by the way, Joyce, not very well. It was like these guys didn't know how to read. They were stuttering and stammering. And
I know, and they're reading the Constitution for the United States of America while they're standing in front of the martial law flag with fringe on it.
Hey, theater is great. It doesn't have to be accurate. It's just for entertainment purposes.
You got it. And that's all it was for. It was the Dog and Pony Show. Anyway, moral turpitude has never been defined by the Supreme Court. But they just went on television and told us they're going to be really good guys and they're going to follow the Constitution and everything's going to be open and we're going to see it all. Well, let's hold them to it. Let's ask them why they have forms, agent of a foreign principal form signed, and ask them why they signed an affidavit stating that they would uphold this Constitution. I'm so upset I can't even talk. Anyway, they're socialists, and they're legislating things that they demand that we obey, or they put us in jail, that will make us voluntary socialists as well. I don't think we have to go there. I think all we have to do with the climate of this country today is expose the information, let everybody know about it, and I think that the people will take action on their own.
If there was a signature on a piece of paper, and I was always under the impression that it was their sworn oath when they're sworn into office, that was the binding thing between God, people, and everybody. But you're saying that they actually have to sign a document that says they'll uphold and defend the Constitution?
Yes.
Well,
here,
that's contract.
Pursuant to 5 United States Code 3331, they have to subscribe to an oath of office, and they have to file an officer affidavit pursuant to Title 5 United States Code 3332, and an employee affidavit according to Title 5, 3333.
Employee of what? The corporate federal government?
That's what I think we're going to find out.
Okay.
After all, who are they swearing an oath to? Who are they employed by? And what does this affidavit of employment mean? If it's an affidavit of employment, then they're not public officials. They're only employees.
Well, and if that is the case, and it is true that the federal government is just one gargantuan corporation, then they are employees of that corporation. And guess what they don't have to do? They don't have to follow anything except what the corporate board members tell them to do.
What the corporate charter says they must do.
That's
absolutely.
Right. That's right.
The corporate charter says they have to wear red every Friday. Then they either wear red every Friday or they're unemployed.
The corporate charter tells them to follow the District of Columbia's municipal law, is what it does.
Now, here's another thing. The Secretary of the Treasury is the United States representative to Interpol. You all know what Interpol is. You all watch The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
The International Police.
That's right. It's the world police, international police force. They don't have a force of their own. They come into your country and they use your police force. Anyway, he takes an oath to Interpol and surrenders his citizenship while he holds office. Now, the highest ranking law enforcement officer, the Attorney General, is the representative, and the Treasurer is the alternate representative. So you have two very high ranking officers in this country, or employees, I should say, that are serving without citizenship.
In other words, John, they're not citizens of the U.S.
So what are they swearing an oath to? I mean, how can they swear an oath to Interpol and import all this foreign law into our country and take an oath to uphold the Constitution? They are in conflict.
Well, it's
they're outside the money trust, Joyce.
It's the same way that the FBI or the ATF or the FDA or the FCC or any other governmental agency works.
That's right, because they all fall under their jurisdiction.
Exactly. Now,
they're agencies. That's all they are, is agencies. They're not de jure departments of government. They're corporate entities.
So the agency, Peter and Joyce, they don't have to follow the rules laid down. And here's where... supposedly good pundits on our side, Judge Napolitano, I don't think I've ever heard him talk about the government and its agencies and the real effect and force in law that they may have. I've never heard him talk about the Administrative Procedures Act, which created all this stuff. I've never heard him talk about the bankruptcy of the United States. I've never heard him talk about anything except we must adhere to the Constitution.
Constitution. He can only go so far, John, or they'll kill him. They're not allowed to let out the secrets. You know that. If they told the truth to the American people, we'd be marching on Washington within the hour.
Who was it that just met with an accident, Joyce, here recently?
Oh, those two people were former employees of the National Security.
Yeah, the NSA, I guess.
Yeah, well, they were, yeah. That's the one that was found in a ditch and the other one where her car was on fire inside the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his body was basically dumped in a trash can.
Actually, I don't have the story in front of me. I'm just going off memory. That was actually White House counsel at one point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, basically, wow, you know?
Well, you know what they say, dead men tell no tales, or women. This is why this Gifford shooting the other day, everybody wants to hop on the conspiracy bandwagon and say that, the Democrats had this done because, they were having problems with health care. And I looked at this situation, and I don't believe this to be the case, simply because you don't leave your assassin alive. You don't want him walking and talking. Yeah, being interviewed or whatever under even duress. Say he's being rubber hosed in a back room right now to give it up. You know, who else was involved or whatever.
What I sent you was from an old file, 1998. You'll probably remember. It was this man, Mr. Wilshire. He exposed the fact that the Treasurer of the United States takes an oath to the IMF. And in 1944, we turned our treasury over to the IMF, and we have no treasury. We have, because we don't have any money. But everything is funneled to the IMF through the department, through the treasurer. And when he exposed this information, he said, "This can get me killed." He was killed within the week. The reporter Sarah McClendon or something found him dead in the bathroom. He supposedly died while he was on a hopper.
There are people lining up in queue on the telephones to talk to our guest today. We'll take those calls again. That's 800-313-9443. We'll take the break here. See you in three.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, let us go to the phones. Cody in Arizona. Hello, Cody.
Yeah, I got a comment.
Yep.
For both of you. I've got a friend who lives, he's from Mombasa, Kenya. He plays soccer at our local junior college. And when I asked him, you know, if he knew that our president was born there, he looked at me kind of puzzled, and he said, well, I thought everyone knew. And, you know, he mentioned that they have a monument there in Mombasa. So my comment is, you know, it's obvious that the Kenyan government is complicit in this. So it seems like we could probably get some information out of them, maybe to help us, actually. I don't know. What do you think?
Probably the way this works is nobody in Kenya, any official, is going to make any statements. Other than that, we'll find a reason to go bomb them. Obama, or whatever.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. We'll go to war with them over it. Keep quiet.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter anymore to anybody that this guy, which put the S in socialism, we've had this going on for quite some time, redistribution of wealth process in this country, but it took somebody like Obama. See, we didn't even do that with Bill Clinton. It took somebody like Obama to make people realize that something's going very, very wrong. They all know it. I mean, when they were reading the Constitution in the House floor, when the new Congress took session,
There was somebody in the galley that yelled out about Obama's birth certificate, and they were promptly arrested. Anybody in the media has already said, oh, that's not a big deal. Yeah, we've checked it out. I have no doubts that, yeah, he's eligible to be president. Well, even if he was eligible, the guy is a stone-cold communist. How to get him out of there is to chop the legs out from under him, because he has no real power except by presidential directives, the PDDs and the executive orders. But as far as lawmaking goes, you want to cut the legs out from underneath Obama, you do it by the way of Congress, which is another monumental task and undertaking. But I've seen clips of people that knew the family when they were in Kenya. He was born here. They're very proud of that fact. Does that make any difference? Not to these people.
27.
So at any rate, anything else, Cody?
No, that was it. You know, I just think that eventually this will come out. So
yeah, probably after the guy is out of office.
Yeah, and the CIA is doing a great job of keeping everyone's, you know, mind preoccupied. So I just think that, you know, maybe talk shows like this help bring out a little bit of the tidbits and information so everyone can kind of put it together for themselves. You know?
Well, I think pretty much this audience has figured out that, the guy really wasn't eligible. The birth certificate has never been produced. We've seen some copied documents out of Hawaii, and that's been it.
You know, I had to show it when I joined the military. Everyone does when they hold public office, I thought. So, this goes all the way up to Eric Holder, I believe. So I don't know if you're right. Maybe this will never come out until after the fact, after he's gone.
Well, I mean, how many countries right now want George Bush by the proverbials, and Dick Cheney as well? A lot of countries have outstanding warrants for war criminal activity for these guys. You know, I mean, but are they ever brought to justice? No. In this country, what we do if you got somebody that necessarily has to go against the matrix out there, like maybe Lincoln or Kennedy did on the money issue, we just kill them. It's no big deal.
They've shown us what the world court is really worth as well, you know.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, all of this stuff, you're talking about the global construct, the idea that we can expand and have equal justice for all, and, you know, oh, gosh. You know, we can't even, folks, you know, here's something to ponder. We can't get justice in our present system here in this country, so we're going to let a bunch of world bureaucrats take over, and somehow things are going to be more peaceful and a lot better. Yeah, I got some news.
I would like Pete to explain the equity process, because I don't think the people that are listening are aware of it. Pete, are you there? Will you tell them the difference between attempting to go in for a common law ruling in a court and when you go in for an equity ruling?
Let's let John finish with his caller or whatever. We'll get
to that. No, that's okay. Go ahead.
I discovered how to use basically affidavits of truth in equity to combat, because these corporations and everything aren't following the laws that are set down and the United States Code annotated as far as if you challenge them. So by using the affidavits of truth, basically you can, the small people can go ahead and get judgments in small claims courts, and I was amazed to find out that Ohio has a process like that. In fact, I have it if you want it, John, I can send it to you, where you can fill out an affidavit of truth and show that it was not responded to and get judgment from the small claims court. Amazing, huh, John?
Small claims, huh?
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's $5,000 or $6,000. How many people we got that have the ability, or I better not phrase it that way, but how many people do we have, you know, that can at least go in and try and study the small claim system and see how to use it?
All right.
I've already got all that stuff. I've got my daughter involved in one right now, and basically I'm going up against Sally Mae.
800-313-9443. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
By the way, here's some breaking news. If this is true, I cannot think of a better thing to happen, especially for America's youth and the parents that can't control their kids anymore because, well, their minds are someplace else. Announcement today. Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, announced that Facebook will be shut down in March. He says Facebook has gotten out of control. He said this in a press conference outside his Palo Alto office. And the stress of managing the company has ruined my life. I need to put an end to all the madness. Zuckerberg went on to explain that starting March 15th, users will no longer be able to access the Facebook accounts. After March 15th, the whole website shuts down. According to Avret Humarthy, Vice President of Technical Affairs at Facebook, so if you ever want to see your pictures again, I recommend you take them off the Internet. You won't be able to get them back once Facebook goes out of business. He said that the decision to shut down Facebook was difficult, but that he does not think people will be too upset. He went on to say, I personally don't think it's a big deal, and to be honest, I think it's for the better. Without Facebook, people will have to go outside and make real friends. That's always a good thing. What I'm going to do without Facebook, said Denise Bradshaw, a high school student from Indiana. My life revolves around it. I'm on Facebook at least 10 hours a day. Now, what am I going to do with all that free time? Probably watch television. However, parents across the country have been experiencing a long-anticipated sense of relief. I'm glad the Facebook nightmare is over, according to John Guteri, a single parent from Detroit. Now my teenager's face won't be glued to a computer screen all day. Maybe I can even have a conversation with her. Now, those in the financial circuit are criticizing Zuckerberg for walking away from a multi-billion dollar franchise. Facebook is currently ranked as one of the wealthiest businesses in the world, with economists. It's a hoax?
That's what Chris said.
It is a hoax? Well, I put it in the category of believe it or not. It looks like a good hoax. How do you know it's a hoax? False rumor.
But there was an investment by Goldman Sachs.
Yeah. You know, I found this rather interesting, seeing how, well, guess who's on Facebook? The guy that just shot the Congress critter. And Goldman Sachs wanted to buy Facebook. They wanted to, what, $500 million, the figure's thrown around? Ah, too bad. All right, let's all poo-poo weeklyworldnews.com. Author J.B. Smits. Let's track this little guy down and strangle him.
Pete, explain how this is going to sound like, you know, we've been promoting rescind your 14th Amendment citizenship and all that, but to use this process, you go into the court and you claim that you are a 14th Amendment citizen, and you do, and by using a writ of mandate, you enforce, you demand that the court enforce its own law?
Yeah, it's all up under commercial, basically up under commercial law, Joyce. In other words, after you've done your affidavit of truth, basically, against the process that they have failed to offer you, or I should say failed to follow, then basically the merits of the case have already been really adjudicated, and when you go into the court, you're just asking the court for a writ of execution now, and the judge has to give it to you because the commercial law is actually higher than the civil law.
Well, explain how you create your own jury. Basically,
If you want to do this, it's really nice. After you have all the evidence against them, you can call your neighbors in, and you can have your neighbors sign the affidavit as a small jury, basically, and they can go ahead and issue out their results from your findings. And that's your jury. So you've actually got your own jury here, but you have to make sure that you have all your documents. They have to be signed, and, you know, they have to be dated, and they have to have, they go by the rules of evidence. And when that jury figures out that you've done everything that you're supposed to, they can go ahead and pass judgment. And they can issue out, if they want to, basically summary judgment or writ of execution. Interesting.
Basically,
hi, John.
Basically, you're getting a summary process without going through a crooked court.
Yeah, you don't have to pay the lawyers anymore. You don't have to pay the judges anymore because these guys have gotten too expensive.
Leo in Massachusetts. Hello, Leo. Leo.
I've been wondering about this UCC S1207, 1207.7, 1208. Can somebody clear up all those confusions?
Well, what designation that you gave like a 1207.6, those are in Anderson's for UCC. The other designations that they use for the UCC, like 1-1102, those are basically used in different authored books on the UCC other than Anderson's. So what I'm trying to figure out, is that what you're asking me or what they say?
It was basically what they say and what they pertain to. And I've heard that 1207 and 1207.7 and 1208 are all kind of similar, supposedly.
I'll be real short with you and give you the direct answer that an attorney or nobody else will give you. You ready for it?
Go ahead.
When you use a condition above your signature, you're taking yourself out of the world's biggest trust on property and money. So in essence, the thing that you sign cannot become a commercial instrument when you use 1207 or 1-308.
So you put that above UCC 1-207?
No, you don't put the number. What you put is without prejudice.
Right, without prejudice, right.
Don't put the number, because then you would be arguing basically in what we call statute argument. You just use the word, which is what's called the common argument of words and what they mean. Okay, so in essence, you can condition your signature in the common law, and that's what you did. You don't have to condition your signature in the statutory law by using the statutory designation.
Now, if you sign a ticket with the without prejudice, does that mean that automatically get to go under common law?
Well, yeah. That's what, haven't you read 1-207?
No, I don't know where to find it.
Have you got a computer?
Yeah, what do I do?
You just type in UCC 1-207.
Okay.
And hit enter.
I want to go off to a different topic. The shooter, on top of being from the same synagogue, where was the police presence? Where are the videos? These are questions we should be howling about.
Well, you can howl about that. You can howl about the panel they set up for the 9/11 investigation. You can howl about a lot of things, but chances are, before you hear the sound of your own howl, the echo, you'll probably be dead.
Well, I think this is all a setup because they want to take our guns. You know, the small arms treaty that they want to sign calls for disarming the American people.
Well,
this is all propaganda to say, oh, guns are terrible.
Okay, let's backtrack a little bit here because the days are gone for me of speculation. You know, I plainly state if I speculate on something or I don't know this to be a fact, I will tell people, I will tell them my opinion, but unless I have the facts, you know, I've seen everybody, every mother and their uncle, and go off on this thing that it was a grand conspiracy. I don't know. It might have been. It very well may have been, or it might have been just a whacked out 22-year-old kid that was on antidepressants and antipsychotics that just went nuts. But, hold on, Peter. But don't let any good chaos go unused. In other words, if you can use it for your political agendas, well, then go ahead and use it.
We can pull a Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah, hey, John, those people basically had all been armed, he wouldn't have gotten out the number of shots that he had.
Funny you should say that. Gun sales are skyrocketing. Glock 9mm, I guess this is the best advertising Glock has gotten in a long time. They're literally flying off the shelves in Arizona.
I think there's a grassy knoll somewhere.
Pardon?
I think there's a grassy knoll somewhere.
No, it can't be grassy. It's got to be weedy. It's Arizona.
Sandy, there's a sandy knoll somewhere.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Leo. You know, we talk about the Constitution all the time. And the state's constitutions and the federal constitutions were most assuredly changed. The Constitution doesn't really reflect the intention of the founders out of the 1789 Constitution. And guys, I've heard a lot of people say this, that, well, the founders purposely put loopholes in this. And I look at this and I really don't see how they did that. I've seen subsequent actions that in situations where there might be some ambiguity about intention, they've rolled in and done what they've damned well pleased. The latest shot across the bow, you even heard the media saying such words as maybe this isn't constitutional if you want to pass under a Commerce Clause. I'll get that out. Well, Walt Williams just recently wrote an article about what our Constitution permits, and there's some good examples in here of past presidents that spelled out what they would and would not do. And their understanding as being the chief executive of the major corporation here, as to what they're permitted to do under the Constitution, what they're not allowed to do, and facing down Congress when they put a bill on the president's desk that doesn't quite fit the constitutional mold. Now, none of these stories are recent, obviously, but the House of Representatives' new rule, a bill or joint resolution may be introduced unless the sponsor is submitted for printing in the congressional record, a statement citing as specifically as practicable the power or powers granted to Congress in the Constitution to enact a bill or joint resolution. Unless a congressional bill or resolution meets this requirement, it can't be introduced. Now, if the House of Representatives had the courage to follow through on this rule, their ability to spend and confer legislative favors would be virtually eliminated. Also, if the rules were to be applied to existing law, they'd wind up repealing at least two-thirds to three-quarters of congressional spending as it stands right now. Now, you might think, guys, for example, that there's no constitutional authority for Congress to spend for highway construction or bridges. James Madison, on March 3rd of 1817, vetoed a public works bill saying, "Having considered the bill this day presented to me, entitled An Act to Set Apart and Pledge Certain Funds for Internal Improvements, of which sets apart and pledges funds for constructing roads and canals," see, this does have implication today, "and improving the navigation of water courses in order to facilitate, promote, and give security to internal commerce among the several states, and to render more easy and less expensive the means and provisions for the common defense, I am constrained by the insuperable," I didn't know that was a word, "difficulty I feel in reconciling the bill with the Constitution of the United States, and to return it without objection to the House of Representatives in which it originated." Now, he goes on to say that Madison, who was sometimes referred to as the father of the Constitution, added to his veto statement as well, "The legislative powers vested in Congress are specified and enumerated in the 8th section of the 1st article of the Constitution, and it does not appear that the power proposed to be exercised by the bill is among the enumerated powers." Now, the question to any member of the House who might vote for funds for constructing roads or canals or improving navigation or water courses, or these bills that you see going back to the respective states for projects, you look at it and go, why are they doing that? Voting the funds out of the public largesse to give back to their states to do projects or studies or research or whatever ain't permitted by law. Now, what about handouts to poor people, businesses, senior citizens, foreigners? Madison said charity is no part of the legislative duty of government. In 1854, Franklin Pierce vetoed a bill to help the mentally ill, saying, "I cannot find any authority in the Constitution for public charity. Would be contrary to the letter and spirit of the Constitution and subversive to the whole theory upon which the Union of these states is founded." Grover Cleveland vetoed a bill for charity relief, saying, "I can find no warrant for such an appropriation in the Constitution." Now, we've got a lot of fine examples of this. But what changed? Guys, what changed? Because you're talking about the socialists in Congress and going after them. What changed? Where is it that these guys can propose anything, and as long as they're a legislative democracy, they can get the votes needed, the stuff gets passed, and presidents just sign the stuff?
It's called martial law.
Wait, Joyce. John, it all changed in 1934. They can punch into their little engine, switch in time, saves nine, and you have all of the Supreme Court cases that are listed there that were done within a six-month period of time by the United States Supreme Court, which changed the Roosevelt interpretation of the Constitution of the United States.
Not only that, but there's still ambiguity as to whether the 14th Amendment incorporated the Bill of Rights. The 14th Amendment, federal franchises only get privileges. It's called the Bill of Rights, and we don't have any rights. We only have privileges. Therefore, the Bill of Rights, it does not exist for 14th Amendment people anymore. Try and use any of the Bill of Rights as his defense.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard judges with my own ears say that constitutional law does not apply in this courtroom. And don't sit there and tell me what the Constitution says, because you know what? I took courses in the Constitution in law school. And what they're not saying, what they're not coming out and directly saying to people, which would help with the fear and the angst, of course it really wouldn't, but all the judge has to do is say, you know what? The system was flipped back in the 40s. This is administrative law. You can't argue the Constitution in here because the Constitution doesn't have anything to do with this law. That's all they'd have to say. But they won't say it. We've been operating under this ruse for how many years? And people are standing around angry, beyond belief, going, look what they're doing now in Washington, D.C. They've granted themselves the power to do it. But the question is how the hell to shut them down?
Well, there's something else. There's a really good question for all the researchers out there in the audience. I would love you to help me come up with a solution to this. When you look in Title I, which covers territories, it tells you nothing is capitalized because there are no longer any territories. Now, I do believe that Washington, D.C. is supposed to be a federal territory 10 miles square. If we no longer have territories,
well,
where did Washington, D.C. go?
They tried for statehood several times, and every time it met with defeat. Could you imagine Washington, D.C., 11 square mile area, becoming a state with all those criminals up there? Holy mackerel.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
We are back. Well, no callers, guys. I guess we've got the most educated audience out there that doesn't need to talk to you guys.
Try hard, John.
I'm sorry?
We try hard. We try and give them the most up-to-date, best information there is out there to use, and I hope they use it.
Well, I mean, you can, what do they say? This scares a lot of people because they don't want to mess around with law because they see people walking into courtrooms and getting butchered. Well, you have talked about the ability of not having to hire lawyers or
go in front of judges and how to use different avenues for remedies to various problems out there. Of course, this does nothing to strike at the real root of the problem, where all of the problems are emanating from in the first place. But, you know, if the American people really, really did understand that the system of justice in this country is no longer based on the Constitution, they would be appalled and aghast. But they don't know that. A small minority do, but not the overall population.
Well, Joyce and I basically did a little study since we don't have any callers, and I'll tell you what we came up with. The money trust that was created under Social Security in the 30s basically took all of the property of everyone's and put it in trust. So that's why you get a trust deed for your property. That's why you get basically the kind of certificate of ownership for your vehicle and stuff, because you don't own it. You're just using it. So everything out here, we're just using the homes, the cars, everything. It all belongs to the trust. That's why we're using trust.
To the public.
That's why we're using trust money, the Federal Reserve note.
Tell them about what you sent me this morning about transferring the transfer tax for moving the property around. Tell them that.
Yeah, all the taxes you can take every tax out there, John. And I know I'm being absolute here, but I mean, so what? And basically, it all amounts to a transfer tax. I'm transferring my property to you. So I got to pay a tax.
And we pay taxes on top of taxes on top of taxes. One of the things the smaller corporations like to do, they like to do business tax. And for the pleasure of doing business within their little fiefdom, they'll come in and tax computers, office equipment, copiers, anything that you use to conduct your business. They want to roll in and put another tax on top of you.
Right.
You know, and I simply asked him, I said, you know, not too long ago here in Texas, they struck down that, you know what, you can't go out there and get your school funding, your school taxes, and do it through the property taxes. That's an illegal way to do it. So they actually amended the law. Well, and I asked the question about this small business tax. I asked him, I said, what does this represent to me? How does this benefit me paying this tax? And they looked at me and they said, well, we're not quite sure. And I said, so isn't that a tax, an unfair tax, because it doesn't represent anything? Well, if you don't like the law, you need to get a change. Well, how about stop passing laws that you shouldn't be passing in the first place, that we have to pay for and then try to counter, and then by that time they're entrenched. Because too many cities are making too much revenue and too much money, and, well, that's all been promised out and budgeted and all that other stuff. It would just be too much of a problem. Well, hang on to your hats, folks. Here they come for the money. Dozens of states are raising taxes in 2011. Duh. Did anybody think they weren't going to do that? Rather than going, okay, we're going to start slashing and burning programs that aren't absolutely germane and core to the operation of the several states. Now, they're going to raise taxes. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. We've got loaded phones. We'll get to your calls right after this break. If you want to hear the second hour of this broadcast, go to republicbroadcasting.org.
Gold.